Loudoun County parents rally at NSBA HQ. They want to keep the educational system their own indoctrination mill. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 27, 2021. Loudoun County parents rallied outside of the National School Boards Association, NSBAS headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia. On Wednesday, following a judge's Monday ruling that a male student is guilty of sexually assaulting a female student in a girls' bathroom at Loudoun County Public Schools, LCPSS Stonebridge High School. Loudoun County, Virginia, has been in the national news spotlight for several months, said Loudoun County mom Patty Menders at a rally on Wednesday. In a video posted to Twitter by 7 News I team Scott Taylor. It all started when 6 of the school board members were in a private Facebook group, and one of them incited the mob to blacklist and go after parents. There were 3 pictures of me, my first and last name, my husband's name, where my son goes to high school, what town I live in. They wanted to take postcards and mail them to my neighbors, calling me racist, Menders said. They wanted to take a megaphone to our homes and call us racist. Watch below. Another concerned Loudoun County mom, Zyvan Fleet, spoke during Wednesday's rally, where she compared the NSBA to the Chinese Communist Party, stating, "Americans need to know that the communist infiltration in America is complete, especially in our educational system. The National School Board Association offers us a fine example," Van Fleet said. "When parents all over the country go to the school board and voice their outrage against CRT, what did NSBA do? They called the parents domestic terrorists." Here is another parallel, Van Fleet continued. "The Chinese Communist Party and the NSBA do not want the parents to be part of the educational system. They want to keep the educational system their own indoctrination mill. The NSBA wants to keep our schools to use it to train our children to be social justice warriors and foot soldiers for the anti-America radical agenda," Van Fleet affirmed. Watch below. On Tuesday, 2 rallies were held outside LCPS headquarters, one group saying they were in support of teachers, and another group speaking out about the manner in which the 2 sexual assault cases were handled in the district, according to Fox 5 DC's Lindsay Watts. Other protesters are calling for Ziegler to resign. Watch below. That same day, students at Loudoun County's Broad Run High School held a walkout in support of sex assault victims in the school district and to demand safety. During the demonstration, students were heard chanting, "Loudoun County protects rapists." Earlier this year, Loudoun County School Board member Beth Bartz was found to be part of a private Facebook group called Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County, which had created and shared a list of parents who opposed CRT, according to the Political Action Committee Fight for Schools, which launched a recall effort against Bartz and 5 other board members. "What did we do to incite this intimidation? We showed up to a school board meeting during public comments," Menders explained. Bartz ended up announcing her resignation a few weeks ago, after LCPS Superintendent Scott Ziegler admitted the school district failed to provide a safe environment for its students. Ziegler's comments were in response to local parents outraged over how reports of 2 sexual assaults were handled inside schools. "The school board has passed the transgender policy, which allows the opposite sex to use the bathroom," Menders continued. "A horrible sexual assault happened in May, and this school board and superintendent covered it up," she added. "They placed the predator back into another school to sexually assault another girl." On Monday, a 14-year-old male student, who was arrested in connection to the case on 2 counts of forcible sodomy, was found guilty of all charges. Sentencing for the student will happen in November, but only after a Loudoun County judge determines the outcome of a second set of charges against the same student involving sexual battery at Broad Run High School. While gender fluidity was not raised during the hearing, court documents confirm the male suspect was wearing a skirt when the assault took place in the girls' bathroom. Around the time of the sexual assault, LCPS was concerning itself with a policy that would give students who believe they are the opposite sex access to school facilities, groups, and sports teams of their biological counterparts. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.